Voters in once reliably blue rural counties like Fulton are shifting to the right. That's leading to tighter races for Democrats in places like the 17th Congressional District.
They really hesitated to vote for Democrats because of the Democratic brand.
That's Monmouth County political scientist Robin Johnson. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, November 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Our first story on deck is about how the threat of COVID-19 transmission has Peoria Public High School basketball players uncertain of when their seasons might begin. District 150 Superintendent Sharon DeMullen-Carat says she understands their disappointment, but safety must be the top priority. Joe Deacon reports.
As of this week, some schools have started basketball practices for the upcoming winter season, as the Illinois High School Association is moving forward despite the sport's elevated coronavirus risk designation by the Illinois Department of Public Health. But at Peoria schools, basketball is postponed until at least the spring. Carat says liability and funding concerns played a part in the decision, on top of the health and safety issues.
We have to remember we cannot try to do everything the same way that we're used to under these dangerous conditions. The fact is that the priority is really staying safe and staying alive, first and foremost.
Carat says school administrators from all over the state are trying to get the IHSA and IDPH to find some common ground.
I have been working behind the scenes with a couple of other superintendents who are really working hard. We realize the importance of sports and extracurricular activities regarding making a much more balanced and fun and exciting experience for our kids.
Carat says conversations between the IHSA and state agencies appear to be taking a positive direction.
But it's not acrimonious, but it's more collaborative around trying to determine if it's possible and if so, how and when.
The IHSA's next board meeting on the matter is scheduled for Thursday. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 12,601 new COVID-19 cases across the state in the past 24 hours. 97 additional deaths were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey will study the Illinois River Basin to analyze and drive solutions for nutrient runoff, climate change, and land use changes throughout the Midwest. And Peoria County Coroner Jamie Harwood says a man killed in South Peoria on Sunday likely died instantly from his wounds. The homicide is still under investigation. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Could the rural counties of the 17th Congressional District permanently pivot to the GOP after decades of Democratic dominance? WCBU's Tim Shelley heads west to explore that question.
Fulton County has long been a reliable Democratic vote. In every election since 1988, the rural county just west of Peoria has turned out in force for the Democratic presidential nominee, including voting for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. That all changed in 2016 when the county swung 10 points in favor of Donald Trump, with the Republican getting 54% of the county's votes. And though Trump lost his re-election battle, he increased his margins to 62% in this corner of Forgottonia this year. Robin Johnson, a political scientist at Monmouth College, says a political realignment may be happening in the 17th Congressional Districts, Fulton, Knox, and Warren counties, all three of which voted twice for Obama.
We saw them move over in 2016, and it was a big question of whether they would stay, and in fact, they have. I think nationwide of these so-called pivot counties, all but 10 stayed with Donald Trump this cycle.
That trend towards Republicans is also starting to permeate down ballot. Fulton County voters cast ballots for Republicans Mark Curran, Esther Joy King, and Mary Burris over incumbent Senator Dick Durbin, Democratic Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, and State Senator Dave Kaler this year. Darrell Coleman, the chairwoman of the Fulton County Democratic Central Committee, says those incumbent Democrats have visited the county regularly and strive to be accessible to constituents. that wasn't enough to sway Fulton County voters to split their tickets.
We went pretty well red in this last election, and that was disappointing to us.
Democrats still control a majority on the county board in most countywide offices. But Republican County Board Chairman Patrick O'Brien defeated incumbent Democratic County Clerk Jennifer Bankert by a decisive margin this year. O'Brien says Fulton County hasn't changed much over time, but the Democratic Party has.
The rural values haven't changed, but it just seems to me that the values of the Democratic Party have kind of slid more left, and I think that's the reasoning for it.
Johnson, the political scientist from Monmouth, says Western Illinois counties may go the way of Southern Illinois, which voted solid Democratic from the Civil War up through the Reagan years, before becoming the Republican bastions they are today. He says the shift happening is partly due to Trump's influence, but also due to a trend he calls negative partisanship.
Voters in the middle or soft Republicans don't like Trump, but they really hesitated to vote for Democrats because of the Democratic brand. It has really been perceived anyway as being too far left and out of the mainstream, more culturally, I would say, perhaps than economically.
Coleman, the local Democratic Party chair, agrees the county's partisan leaning may be shifting, noting she's seeing a lot more Trump and anti-Pritzker signage than ever before.
There's been a change in the makeup of the county itself.
Johnson says these shifting voting patterns are a case study of the Democratic Party's larger issues and its struggle to shore up its House majority and gain a Senate majority.
The Democrats have a severe disconnect with rural America, and there's some in the party who feel that they don't have to pay attention to it, that demographic changes and population loss in rural areas means that they don't need to worry about rural areas. I think you saw in these last couple elections that's not the case.
Johnson says Democrats need to start by going out in the rural America and listening to understand the origins of their problems connecting with these voters. I'm Tim Shelley.
For more of the story, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Dunlap School Board will consider deep cuts to the arts and other programs in its budget talks tonight. This comes as property tax revenues in the district are projected to decline next year. You can expect to find the full story tomorrow morning at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.